The Copper Kettle, written November 18th, 2007. You once gave me a kettle made of copper, forged somewhere in Samarkand, and taken on the train to this lonely outpost. Dull and unpolished, it nonetheless has a radiancy that the mass-produced wares of the hinterland cannot rival. So, too, no one pays any attention to you, locked away in an open front shop, selling baby clothes to faceless strangers. However, I have found you and seen you. A kettle is so common, all it does is boil water, again and again, for an unseen cup of tea holding foreign leaves. It is dented, dropped, sometimes punctured by an overzealous boy with a nail and a stone, bored with the passage of another cold winter afternoon, then fixed with hot lead and a rapping hammer. Its faithfulness we take for granted. How long will bad things continue to happen to you? You, whose life has been tarnished by life's tramplings. In spite of all these things, one after another, you move forward carefully, day by day, translating the common drudgery of life into something made beautiful by patience. You polish your life as you would the kettle, soot scorched after each tea making. Why is it that your hands are weather-worn, the glimmer in your eyes sometimes on the verge of being extinguished, and yet every day sees a new and bright scarf on your head, as if spring had no ending? It is a paradox. At times, when I come into your shop unannounced and quietly, you do not see me, and between us is cast a heavy pane of window glass, making us strangers, even though we are close. Later, when talking, we become fused, as boiled water and essence of tea become one. I do not use the copper kettle you gave me. Instead, it sits on a shelf in my study, adorned in cobwebs, utterly motionless. Yet each time I look at it, the room is no longer cold. I wish that this feeling of warmth from being with you, doing commonplace things, could become lifelong reality. There is no shame in an old copper tea kettle when it brews not just tea, but life's love.